Hi, and welcome to the first episode from Finding the One. If you're a single right now and you're dreaming to find the love of your life, this video is for you. Firstly, I want you to know that being single is not a sort of handicap. Even if you're in your 30s or your 40s, being unmarried by this time says a lot about you. Says that you know what you want and you know who you are, and whoever you've met so far wasn't the perfect match for you. And by that I mean that maybe the chemistry wasn't there, or one of you wasn't ready at that time. We are all a bit, we've been brought up in an imperfect family. And that put a stamp on us, on our view on relationships. Before going out there looking for someone, this is what I want you to do. And I want you to be sincere with yourself in answering these questions. So, when you go out on a date or when you meet someone, what are you looking for in that person? Are you always guarded, looking for their imperfections, looking for the red flags, so you can protect yourself from ending up suffering just because you suffered in a previous relationship? Or maybe you're trying to avoid the same pattern, the same toxic relationship that your parents had. Just have a rest on that. Please allow me to be more specific and ask more questions. How do you see people? Do you see them as beautiful beings with flaws and imperfections, or do you see them as broken, needing to be fixed? Now, I want you to have a look at your parents' relationship and at your grandparents' relationship and to notice if there is a pattern. And let me give you an example. So, one of my granddads had narcissistic traits. He liked to drink and he was also aggressive towards my mom and my grandma. And I will allow you to guess how my dad was, what my mom went for. So, if you're single and you come from an unhealthy environment and you tell to yourself that I don't want this sort of relationship like your parents or someone else had, this is what involuntarily you'll be attracted to. That may be one of the reasons it didn't work in the past. Even if you tell to yourself, I don't want this to happen, you'll find a sense of familiarity in that toxic environment. That will be your comfort, even if you feel the discomfort. So let's be playful and to do a small experiment. I want you not to think about the dancing monkey. Did you think or not about the dancing monkey? Of course you did, even if I told you not to do so. This is how your brain works. More you try to forget something or not to think about something, more it comes to your mind, even if you're not aware or conscious about that process. Therefore, this is what I want you to do. I want you to unfuck the way you're talking to yourself about relationships, to look for healthy traits in someone, and therefore to have a healthy relationship, the relationship you truly deserve. So I prepared for you an exercise. So this is what I want you to do. You can do this with your eyes open or with your eyes closed, but I would rather have you with your eyes closed because this helps you to relax and to be more creative. So when you're ready, and if it feels safe so, I want you to gently close your eyes and to take some deep breaths deep down in your belly and let go to that tightness in your thighs, buttocks. Relax the muscles of your abdomen, your shoulders, your neck. Now that you're comfortable and relaxed, let's find you the perfect match. How do you want her or him to look like? How tall? What body shape has she? Do you like guys with tummy? With some belly? Or do you like fit guys? Let's have a look at their legs, their buttocks, their breast or chest, whatever you go for, women or men. The hair color, the skin color, the shape of their face, the shape of their eyes, the colors of their eyes, the lips. How would they dress like? How would they talk like? What's their education? What they work? What they do for a living? Their values? Do they like children? Do they want to get married? Are they honest, reliable, loving, and caring? What other traits do they have? Remember, only positive traits. Only what you want them to be like. How do they look at you? How do they kiss you? How does their skin smell or feel like? How do their lips taste like? How do they cuddle? I want you to feel them next to you. Their breath, their perfume, their presence. So alive, so real. How does it make you feel to finally be next to them? Imagine yourself smiling and allow that smile to spread all over your face. Now, I want you to slowly become aware of your breathing and to gently open your eyes and have a big stretch. Keeping that image, that feeling alive. Remember, what you can create in your mind is already there for you. Whether it's your perfect partner, wealth or health, you just need to be ready to accept it when it comes. If you didn't manifest the love of your life yet, it's because you were looking after dancing monkeys. So stay tuned for the next week episode to get yourself ready to be in the best shape for the love of your life. Thank you for staying till the end. This is Ruxandra and I help people just like you to have a clear view of what they want to achieve and I help them to get there. Subscribe to my YouTube channel to receive my weekly videos and hit the share button and send this to a friend who needs to hear this right now. Stay safe and see you next week.